complaints of wrongdoing from whistleblowers have led to many important reforms in the areas of health, justice and care services. But is the current protected disclosures regime working properly? A whistleblower in the Grace case told RTE's News at One last month that he was given the brush off when he first raised his concerns, and the way in which his allegations were handled was a strong deterrent to other whistleblowers in Ireland. The statutory body which deals with protected disclosures, called the Protected Disclosures Commission, has itself raised concerns about how some public bodies deal with whistleblower allegations of wrongdoing. It is headed up by Ger Deering, the Protected Disclosures Commissioner, and he's with us now in our studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Jason.
First off, just to clarify what exactly your office does, your job when you're contacted by somebody who wants to make a disclosure about workplace wrongdoing is to find the most appropriate person to deal with that allegation and respond to it. Is that right?
That's correct. It can be difficult for individuals to negotiate the various agencies and the various regulators that are out there. So, for example, if somebody felt there was a chemical spill or something being deliberately done in a river, there's any number of bodies, the EPA, the local authority, the fisheries board, all of those. So rather than have individuals have to negotiate that and figure that out, we actually do that, and then we direct the protected disclosure to the body that we believe is most appropriate and best placed.
But you don't follow up to make sure that that allegation of wrongdoing has been appropriately handled?
We haven't done so far. We've concentrated to date on actually getting the protected disclosures to the bodies concerned. We're not an appeal body, though, so if people are unhappy with how it has been dealt with, we're not able to, you know, sanction that body for the way they have dealt with the protected disclosure. However, we do plan this year to actually look in more detail at how protected disclosures are being dealt with.
So if there is no oversight over how a protected disclosure was handled, whether it was handled properly, whether the person was listened to, whether the complaint was checked out, if nobody checks up on that, that's an obvious weakness in the system, isn't it?
Well, what we need to do, I think, Justin, is change the culture. We have quite a robust legislation in place now, and there are the protections for people who make disclosures. But what I think is very important, and we've spent a lot of time talking about the speak-up culture and supporting people when they do actually make disclosures. But what we're trying to do, and we even had an event this week for bodies that receive protected disclosures, to say to them, also it's important that the public bodies listen up and that they look seriously at any protected disclosures. There's two elements to a protected disclosure. Mm. One is there wrongdoing there? And the other is to make sure that the person who makes a protected disclosure is actually protected in the event of a risk of penalisation.
And is that, I mean, you raise that as a concern, so is your fear that the people, the whistleblowers who speak up and make a complaint, that they are not being protected, that they are being isolated in their workplaces as a result?
I think the issue we're concerned about is that people should be listened to. Sometimes there's too much focus on the person. We need people to focus on the disclosure. What is it this person is saying? What is the wrongdoing that they are highlighting? And we need to make sure that there isn't a culture of kind of circling the wagons and protecting the organisation. People who point out legitimate wrong, not legitimate, but wrongdoing in a legitimate fashion, are doing a great service to the body they work for. I think there's a whole culture in the country, Justin, of we're not supportive as we should be when people actually call out wrongdoing in any walk of life.
One of the areas where you've raised a concern is in the provision of disability services, and your annual report says you received 10 protected disclosures last year about disability services. The allegations made included abuse of service users, falsification of documents and poor governance. Very serious allegations. What happened in relation to those disclosures?
Well, the point we're making there is that some centres are following the remit of HICWA, who do very good investigations, and actually our experience of HICWA is they follow up very well on protected disclosures. However, some of the centres that we came across where there were PDs didn't fall under HICWA's remit, and they actually don't fall under the HSE's remit either, legislatively. So what we do in that case is we deem the HSE to be another suitable person to look at it. But the point I'm making there is it is far better if a body has a remit to carry out an investigation on a statutory basis. You will get a much more robust approach.
So in relation to those protected disclosures about disability services, you sent those to the HSE to respond to them, but you say that the HSE may not actually have had the statutory legal powers to do it.
That's correct. They wouldn't have the statutory legal powers, but in most instances, they are funding the services. So they have some level of influence there.
But can we be sure then that those complaints that were made were followed up on and were dealt with properly?
Well, the HSE has a robust system in place now to deal with protected disclosures. And we know that they are following up on the protected disclosures we sent to them. The issue is, if they discover that there is an issue, who then has the power to do something about it? So what we're suggesting is that we're pointing out at the moment, and we did point out in last year's report, and I'm pleased to say some of the regulatory gaps we pointed out in the past have actually been resolved. But we're finding these regulatory gaps. When we find them, we point them out to government, and we're suggesting that they need to be plugged by giving a body a statutory role in terms of the oversight of those organisations.
Okay. And so, I mean, are you suggesting that you need more powers yourself, or is it you just want to make sure that there is an oversight body appointed to examine what's going on in these disability services?
It's about ensuring that there is an oversight body, because it isn't the solution to set up another organisation with other powers. What we believe is that the organisations already, like HICWA, operating in this area, are very well placed to do robust investigations if they have the statutory power to do it.
Okay. Your report also raises concerns about the inspection regime for international protection accommodation centres. Some of those can be inspected by HICWA, but it's not always the case.
That's correct. In order for centre to come within the remit of HICWA, it has to be actually designated by the minister, and it becomes a designated centre. Now, we've seen situations where centres had been designated, their contract came to an end, they entered into a new contract, and the new contract for some reason isn't designated. And we're also seeing other new centres coming on stream, and we believe that these centres should be designated. Again, HICWA do a very good job in the centres where they have the remit, but we need them to have the remit for all of these centres.
And finally, and just briefly, we have heard from whistleblowers and their advocates, most recently involved in the Grays case, where they talk about being given the brush off by their superiors when they make allegations of wrongdoing. They talk about the system protecting the system and suggesting that their experience would be a deterrent to other whistleblowers coming out in the future. I mean, how do you respond when you hear those claims being made?
They're very genuine claims and they're worrying. But what I would like to think is that we now have a new and more robust system in place. We can never guarantee that somebody won't actually be victimised, but there are better protections in place, and there is now a system in place that I hope will mean that people in that situation will not have that experience again.
Ger Deering, Protected Disclosures Commissioner, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today.